This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Israel's governing Likud party is holding a primary vote today in the first serious internal challenge to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his more than a decade of power. Veteran politician Gideon Saar hopes to unseat Netanyahu, arguing that he will be better placed to form a government in national elections in March. Netanyahu is expected to retain his position as leader. Results are expected on Friday. North Korea has promised a so-called Christmas gift to the United States, but nothing yet. However, U.S.-North Korean tensions appear far from resolved as Pyongyang's end-of-year deadline for nuclear talks approaches. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
There was widespread speculation that North Korea might conduct an intercontinental ballistic missile test around the holiday season. That after a North Korean foreign ministry official earlier this month cryptically promised a Christmas gift to the United States. But there were no reported weapons tests Wednesday, and North Korean state media refrained from any major criticism of the United States. The quiet may not last long. North Korea has imposed an end-of-year deadline for the United States to soften its stance on stalled nuclear talks. Among the more provocative options that Kim could announce, according to analysts, a suspension or termination of negotiations with the U.S., or the resumption of long-range missile or nuclear tests. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Disaster officials in the Philippines say a typhoon that hit the central part of the country on Christmas Day killed at least 13 people. The typhoon brought sustained winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters in schools, gyms, and government buildings. U.S. stocks are up in morning trading, flirting with record highs. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.